This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Seven Republican candidates for president are debating this evening in New Hampshire. It's the second debate of the season, but it's the first one featuring all of the major GOP hopefuls, including frontrunner Mitt Romney. Joining us now to talk about that debate is NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne. And Don, let's start with Governor Romney. Did he manage to do what he's tried to do on the campaign trail, which is ignore his Republican opponents and go after President Obama?
Pretty much. He has stuck with his front-runner pose. He's been asked, you know, a few questions that forced him to actually respond on topics other than President Obama. But whenever he could, he didn't get into debates or arguments with those others on the stage. He would turn it to what he calls the failed economic policies of President Obama. As he did here, he was asked about former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty's economic plan, which assumes 5% growth. He was asked if that's too optimistic. He said, well, he has the right intentions, but he immediately went into this about President Obama.
He didn't create the recession, but he made it worse and longer. And now we have more chronic long-term employment than this country has ever seen before. 20 million people out of work, stopped looking for work, or in part-time jobs that need full-time jobs. We've got housing prices continuing to decline, and we have foreclosures at record levels. This president has failed.
And that was the tone, answer after answer, from Governor Romney.
Now, Don, you mentioned the other former governor who was in this debate, Tim Pawlenty from Minnesota. He's been tough on Romney in recent days, but tonight?
Using a phrase this weekend that where he compared the Mitt Romney health care plan from 2006 in Massachusetts to what Republicans like to call the Obamacare plan. And he criticized Governor Romney by calling his plan Obamacare. He was asked about that today, and he gave a pretty tortured explanation how he was actually just referring to the president and not to Governor Romney. So he was not ready to tear into Mitt Romney tonight.
He wasn't there to pick a fight.
Exactly.
This was the first Republican presidential debate for a woman who is a Tea Party favorite, Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who distinguished herself by making some news.
Exactly. This again, she came into this knowing that this was really her first time on the big stage with other candidates in a presidential debate of any kind. And we knew that she would want to, call some attention to herself to make sure she stood out. And sure enough, she gave this. She was speaking to CNN's moderator, John King.
I filed today my paperwork to seek the office of the presidency of the United States today, and I'll very soon be making my formal announcement. So I wanted you to be the first to know.
All right. Well, welcome.
Okay, so not huge news there that Michelle Bachmann tonight announces she's running for president. But the fact of the matter is she hadn't done it yet. So she used this opportunity when she knew a lot of people would be watching.
Well, Don, I want to hear what you made of the performance of one other candidate, Newt Gingrich, trying to get his campaign back on track after last week's surprise when his entire staff quit on him over differences of opinion.
Well, what we can say is that he showed up and that he continued as though nothing had happened. Still, people are already talking about Newt Gingrich in different ways than they were a week or so ago before this mutiny happened with his staff. But he's doing his best to act like nothing has changed, even though everything has changed. He has no campaign staff.
Okay. Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
That's NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne.